Hello there, sir. I didn't think you'd be home yet. Oh, no, it's okay. You don't have to freak out. I'm sorry, I really thought that you were gonna be home later. That's what Allie told me anyway. But you don't have to worry about it. I don't really mind if you, see anything. We're both humans after all, right? Oh, come on now. It's really not that big of a deal. Okay, I was almost done anyway, so... whatever, you can turn around. Just give me a sec, okay? By the way, did you like the color of my bra? Teasing. Although, I did pick it out, especially before I came here. I just had a feeling that it might come in handy, you know? It's my most prized one as well. Super expensive. You would never know how much girls' underwear would cost, would you? Especially the good quality ones. The ones that, you know, look so good on the body and really hold up the puppies, you know? Oh, it's really not that big of a deal. Just talking about our bodies. We're both humans, remember? Completely natural. Okay, you can turn around now. But, yeah, I guess you didn't expect me to see me here. Sorry about that. Allie gave me your spare key. We were gonna come over today to study. And, you know, it's really nice to have a study partner. I'm so bad at remembering the curriculum. Yeah, Allie's a really great girl. But, come on. You know me. Me and Allie have known each other since we were kids, so... You've practically known me since I was, like, what? 11? I know. I don't really come around too often since I move so much, but... I was really excited to come back to go to college here, so that Allie and I could be together and I could... You know, see you again. You. Of course you. You're an amazing father figure to Allie, and well, you know, I've never really had much of a dad myself. Oh, come on now. Don't be so humble. You're a really great dad to Allie. Especially, you know, being a single dad and all. That's really admirable. I really love that about you. I've always admired you, you know? Are you blushing? Come on, I can see the red on your face. Now, you really shouldn't be getting flustered over your daughter's best friend, now should you? What do you mean I'm being inappropriate? I've always teased like this. You know that I've always kind of said whatever's on my mind. Okay. You want me to stop, I'll stop. But you're not exactly saying no, are you? You're just kind of brushing it off. Well, you just need to say the word and I'll stop, but it doesn't seem like you want me to. Alright, well, I just like to fluster you with my teasing. For such a big guy, you seem to get flustered pretty easily. I know you haven't been in the dating scene for a while, though. You've been single for as long as I can remember. I always wonder why. You're, you know, handsome, responsible, strong... Can you tell me why you've never found a nice mother for Allie? I guess you're right. You are pretty busy with your job and all. But you can't be that busy, right? For that many years? and just haven't found the right one. Well, may I ask, what is your type? You know, that sounds an awful lot like me. There you go, getting all flustered again. Well, it's not my fault you perfectly described me, now is it? That's your brain's fault, silly. I mean, it's okay. I understand. You probably want a more mature woman anyway. You know, someone around your age that can help around the house and take care of Allie and all of that, but to be honest, I've always sort of thought you were cute. Yeah, it's true. This is gonna sound kind of embarrassing, but I used to write in my little diary about you. I had a huge crush on you as a kid. Probably because you just embodied everything that I didn't have in my life, you know? But I'm older now. I'm over that kind of stuff. Little kid crushes just aren't for me anymore. I'm looking for something more real, if you know what I mean. Are you looking for something real too? Oh, come on now. I think we both know what we both want here. There's no need to get flustered. Oh, sir, it's really not that big of a deal. I mean, we're both adults. But I can understand your apprehension. I mean, I am your daughter's best friend, after all. Can you imagine what Allie would think if we ended up in an unsavory position? Well, unsavory to her, more like it. To me, it would be probably the best day of my life. Why are you asking me if I'm just teasing you? I'm being 100% serious. Or am I? You can never tell with me, can you? I'm always a bit of a jokester. Well, just know one thing. I was being serious about having a crush on you as a kid. And that I am looking for something real in my life. I'm tired of boys, you know? Boys my age, they just never want to commit. Childish and so boring, but a real man, I think that could really sweep me off my feet, you know? Someone who's responsible and kind and strong, mature. I'd say that I'm describing my type right now, and you fit it almost perfectly. Besides the little beard hair, but you can always trim that up, right? Right, well, you did just see me naked, so we're already, you know, past first base. Come on now. Alright, well, maybe I should give you some time to think about it, sir. Oh, you won't be thinking about it? I can hear the lie in your voice. Besides, I think Allie's gonna be home soon. And, you know, wouldn't want her to walk in on us doing anything unsightly. And I don't think she wants to know about how you just saw my boobs, does she? Well, okay, you didn't see my whole boob, but you saw my bra. Unless, you know, you'd like to see more. You're so cute when you're flustered. But it's fine. I can wait. I wait on your decision so patiently. Or maybe your lack of decision. You can play cat and mouse all you want. I actually like the chase. Boys give in so easily. Whereas you can put up a bit of a fight. I like that about you. I've always liked your resilience. You're right, I should be studying. And you probably have work to get done as well. You just got home, right? Right. Well, I'll see you later, sir. But, here's my number. You can hit me up anytime you like if, you know, you have any questions, concerns, comments, any plans you would like to make. I love that red face of yours so very much. Now get on. Go on out of here before I start changing again. Bye, sir. I look forward to hearing from you again.